The challenges of live plants indoors at Christmas. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Having live Christmas trees and poinsettias in your home for the holidays can be a good idea, but only if you follow some basic rules. USDA's Gary Crawford has the report.
It sounds like a dream holiday idea. You buy a living Christmas tree, root ball and all, then after the holidays you plant it out in the yard. But oftentimes this endeavor ends in tragedy. The tree dies, your dreams with it.
It's a real shame if it ends in tragedy. There really is no reason why this should not be a good experience.
That's Randy Heiligman, Extension forestry expert at Ohio State University. He says the biggest mistake people make is keeping the tree inside too long.
Absolute maximum we want that tree in the house is 5 or 6 days. Any longer and it begins to come out of dormancy. And then when we take it outside, at a minimum, the foliage gets damaged by the cold weather. At the worst, the tree actually dies.
So if you like getting your tree up and decorated really early in the season, don't try using a bald live tree. Also, even if you limit the time inside, you need to keep the tree away from heat and sunlight and keep the room cool. Going along with that is decorating the home. Well, this past weekend, I attended a couple of parties. The homes were filled with poinsettias, some of which were magnificent and others already in obvious decline. Ward Upham is an extension horticultural expert at Kansas State University. He says there are ways to tell which ones to buy, which ones are going to last.
Normally, what I look for are the flowers in the center of the poinsettia. The red leaves are actually bracts. Those are not flowers. They're just colored, modified leaves. But in the center, you'll notice a little yellow flower. And if that looks relatively fresh, then you know that that has recently flowered, and it's just starting the period where those bracts have colored.
And those should make it easily through the holidays. This year, Americans are expected to buy about 82 million poinsettias. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And those tips should save some headaches in the future. Have a great day and join us Monday on the TRN.